least 100 pepperoni on every pepperoni, every large pepperoni at Donato's. Tom and Steve, stay with us, the Bush Mountain Boys. So any question about mountains of beer cans, I guess they'd feel that. Outside of that, I don't know. And I got a friend, Scott Perry, who used to work here, is in from WRKA in Louisville. And Matt Dillon, Gary Clark, Dave Elliott, Director of Marketing for Scott's Vocal Creations. Are you doing, when you say Vocal Creations, do you mean audio singing?
Absolutely not. We're doing a lot of voiceovers.
With that kind of pipes? No,
I don't think so.
Okay. A lot of voiceover stuff?
A lot of stuff around the nation. The latest big hit, we're doing, every night we're doing some voice work for CSS Comcast Sports out of Atlanta. They have 5.7 million nightly viewers.
Really?
Throughout the Southeast.
So you're talking to the viewers and stuff? And
just the intros and the outros.
Intros and outros. Cool.
Yeah, I'm doing work with Don LaFontaine.
So anybody, if you need someone to announce that you're home when you come home, you know, he'll make a tape for you.
Good evening, dear. I'm home.
That's it, yeah.
Unless the guy sounds like this, that way she's more likely to be
friendly or something. All right, well, boys, thank you for coming in. Appreciate you being here. What's this thing you got over here? You want to talk
Gary
about
Gary had a cup of coffee with the mayor of Louisville this morning.
Mr. Abramson.
Abramson.
Yeah. He remembers you.
Yes, he does.
May must be
Matter
old.
Of fact, 99.9% of the people in Louisville do remember you.
That's amazing. That's because I'm only 80 miles up the road.
Well, and they love you from your shows back then. But I've got something here that you can put a turkey on or you could eat a meal off. But actually, it's called a proclamation. Uh-huh. It's on a beautiful, beautiful plaque here. And I'd like to read it to you. It's from the mayor.
Well, from the mayor? Absolutely. And Gary's one. Yeah, he's one of the favorites. Go ahead.
Here we go.
How long has he been mayor now?
He's the Louisville mayor for
58 years.
50, you know, they need to keep the guy because evidently he's doing okay with it.
Yeah, he is. He's doing great.
That's great.
Here we go. Louisville Office of the Mayor. This is a proclamation. Greetings to whom all these presents shall come. Know ye that. Whereas, Gary Burbank. I'm having a hard time reading this thing. Mm-hmm. Gary Burbank.
This guy does voiceover work, by the way.
I'm the guy with the wrong voice.
Gary Burbank had to journey to New Orleans, Detroit, and Tampa before finding out that Louisville was his home and finding a woman who would marry him. And whereas Gary and the gold standard of the true golden days of Louisville radio, and whereas Gary was the head wacko of WAKY or Wacky Radio.
I wasn't a head wacko. There were guys weirder than I was.
Yeah, I don't know about you.
Okay.
And kept the edge on the cuddly giant WHAS radio. And whereas Gary gave birth to demented offspring such as Chicken John, Eunice, and Bernice.
Eunice and Bernice, yeah.
Wonder
Chicken
Mother.
Chicken John, I forgot about that one.
Wonder
and,
Mother.
And the Right Reverend
Deuteronomy
Skaggs. Yeah,
yeah, still do that.
Who haunt us to this day. And whereas, despite the fact that Gary was responsible for an alarming number of Louisvillians turning their radio dials to a Cincinnati station to get their Burbank fix, and whereas two generations of radio listeners will never quite be normal again, now, therefore, I, Gary E. Abramson, mayor of Louisville, Metro, do hereby proclaim this day, today, Friday, July 20th, 2007, to be Gary Burbank Day. And we present this
Well, thank
to you.
You.
We love you. We'll miss you. You're the best.
Well, Scott, I do appreciate that. And Jerry, thank you so much for that. That's great. That'll be on the wall. That's very nice.
We have other gifts, too.
On him.
He also sent you a clapper.
The clapper?
Yeah. Clap
he understands.
On.
I need that right now. In fact, if I clap right now, I can get traffic, I think. Check it on traffic. There you go. It works.
Looks like for tonight's skies will be mostly clear. It'll be unseasonably cool with lows tonight down to 53 degrees. Saturday and Sunday, plenty of sunshine in the forecast. Dry each day. Highs 80 on Saturday, 83 for Sunday. I'm News 5 Chief Meteorologist Derek Beasley on the Tri-State's official weather station, 700 WLW.
All right, welcome back, Sports Consequences. And Russ, you asked about y'all set here. Our first contestant on the line is, James, welcome. Hello, James. Oh, yeah, it's been a while. It's been a while. Shut up, Russ. It's been a while, James. Go right ahead, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Did you say fungicide? Amazing. Finally, someone said it at the right time. Rob, he wins for himself.
Congratulations, James. You've won for your very own two tickets to the Dayton Air Show for Saturday or Sunday, July 28th or 29th.
Lovely, lovely, lovely.
And $40 to eat at Penn Station East Coast Subs. It's all about the good taste.
It's a good thing to get the secret word out of the way immediately. That way, see, look at all the people hanging up now. We're on the line. All right, James, your question is?
Just recently, a Japanese sports columnist lost his membership to the Baseball Writers Association of America for breaking a Major League Baseball media policy. I'm wondering what policy that was.
Someone said that earlier.
The Bush guys know.
You know that one? What policy was that, guys?
Getting hard?
Having sex in the median on...
yes.
Now, they asked Roger Clemens for his autograph.
Hey, hey, hey.
We don't mess around. Hey.
So that kept him on. Okay.
That's one.
Yeah. Dave, you have a Harry Potter question, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's good. Go ahead, Dave.
Harry?
In the Deathly Hallows, who kills Ron?
Sound like a big explosion.
You don't know who's going to die in that book. I mean, there have been 50 people saying they know. They don't know anything yet. All right, let's see. Kevin, you're on Sports Consequences.
Hey, Gary, how's
Mom and Dad? Thank you.
Hey, NBA question.
Yeah. I'm with you.
2007 season. High low, please name for me the number of rookies that average double points for scoring.
All right, let's see. Average double points, that'll be... I'll start with 10. 10.
Hey! We don't mess around. Hey!
See, that's a world-class high-low player right there.
Get that question out of the way.
Okay. This is our next contestant on Sports and Consequences. It would be, hey, Bart, how you doing? I'm all right, Bart. That's perfect, yeah.
One at a time.
I can name you that number. Go ahead.
15.
That's
correct. We don't mess around. Hey.
And your next thing you said was.
Who took the number
15 from
man.
Him?
The second part of a question.
We don't allow two-part questions.
Right.
Can you pull your? Let me see your tongue. Let me get there. There you go. See, that's what happens when you ask two questions. All right, this is going to have to be Matt, I think. Hey, Matt, football question, right?
Yes, Gary.
I can't wait.
All right. The Bengals went to the Super Bowl in '88.
Mm-hmm.
During the final drive, as Joe Montana was in the huddle, he had mentioned to some of the guys in the huddle there was an actor sitting in the seats in the end zone. Who was the actor?
We got this.
Okay, so the actor sitting, say that again,
must
okay.
Must be a big actor if people could see him.
Is he a big actor, a big, but he's gone over the rainbow to see Dorothy and Toto, has he not? All right, guys, tell us who it is.
John Candy.
Yeah. Everybody knows that.
Hey, we don't mess around. Hey,
don't mess with WRKA, y'all. Don't mess with them, they get you now.
This is our next contestant, Jeff. You're on Sports or Consequences.
Doing fine.
My question is, what Major League Baseball player posed for the logo that is currently used by Major League Baseball?
Did you guys notice I said W?
Like
W. Who posed for the... Oh, that was Fred Lynn.
Yep. How about Rick Monday?
Rick Monday. I think you said yeah.
Hey! We don't mess around. Hey!
This is our next contestant, James. You're on Sports.
Oh, this is the same guy. Hold on.
Nah, James.
Let me grab Flo. How are you, Flo?
I'm here.
I'm so glad you're here, Flo. Are you kidding?
We
take them first every time. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. You're right, Flo. All right, Flo, you asked your question, and do you realize what time it is, Flo? No, it's 4:20, but we can always put you on hold there. We'll take a little break. We'll take a little 4:20 break here, come right back and answer. But you ask first, and we'll come back and answer, okay? You ask first, okay? Okay, that's a nice question. Hold on, Flo. We'll come right back. Meanwhile, traffic and Chuck Ingram. Chuck.
Clear skies can be expected across the tri-state for tonight. Unseasonably cool temperatures with lows tonight down to 53 degrees. Saturday, we'll see a mixture of cloud and sunshine, highs around 80. Sunday, clouds and sunshine in the forecast, very nice with highs around 83. I'm News 5 Chief Meteorologist Derek Beasley on the tri-state's official weather station, 700 WLW.
Impreza special edition driver Kelly Morris is a woman who likes to be in control. She orders her grande non-fat half-calf mocha with just a smidge of cinnamon. She even has personal settings for her toaster.
I wouldn't go that far.
So of course, Ms. Dressing on the Side would go for the Subaru Impreza special edition, considering all the features that keep her in control, like a power moonroof and an audio jack for her iPod.
True, it has great features, including standard all-wheel drive.
For great handling and control.
Yeah, but the Impreza is also a great value.
Well, of course it is, especially with all those standard features, like automatic climate control.
Sure.
So you do love control.
The all-wheel drive Subaru Impreza Special Edition. The features you want with the value you love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Lease the 07 Impreza 2.5i for just $159 per month for 36 months with $1,194 due at signing. Call 1-800-WANT-AWD or see participating dealer for lease details. Tax, title, and registration fees extra. Take delivery from dealer stock by 7/31/07. 2007 Impreza 2.5i Special Edition.
This is Tori Tia live from Frisch's Big Boy, where people are so inspired by the taste of Frisch's wraps, they're rapping everything they say. Ma'am, can you tell me what